Joe, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you back in today. Well, so the tax rate didn't go up. That's a good thing, right?
It's always good.
There's a lot of pressure when it comes to that sort of thing. But, I mean, we do have to honestly say, but the city will take in more money because evaluations have gone up. So what are we looking at as far as an increase in income because of that evaluation?
Yeah, it's about $2.6 million altogether. Now, some of that goes to the debt service. There are different funds that goes to, but that's just, in total. That's about a little over an 8% increase, which is good. You know, part of that is because of existing valuations have gone up. Part of it is because we got new housing on the ground, so there's more services to provide, so that that helps the city pay for those services and police and fire and so forth.
Sure. So what was the number? What's the final budget total going to be?
$375 million. Okay. All departments.
Okay, 375, and what was it last year? So people kind of have
it was 390.
Okay.
In that range, and really the drop is related to BTU. They've had some lowering of their fuel-related costs.
Okay. Now, talk for a minute about that relationship with BTU and the city of Bryan. While they're right across the street from each other, they're still kind of separate entities. And how does that work?
Well, I mean, BTU is another department of the city, just like the water and wastewater department are. They're what we call enterprise funds from a finance point of view, and that's because they're supported by a different revenue stream. So, you know, you get an electric bill, and it's based on your electric consumption. You get a water bill, it's based on your water consumption. So different revenue streams, when they go out and borrow money, they're borrowing money on their revenue stream. So it doesn't necessarily affect the police and fire and those basic city functions that you think of.
Now, if the city, for instance, needed money for something, can they go to BTU and borrow money from them?
Borrow money? I would say no. Okay. I mean, in our charter, there is a wording that limits what we call the general fund transfer to 7% of the gross revenues of BTU, and that's for the water and wastewater as well. But, BTU is probably the biggest contributor to that. Mm. So, it's over $10 million right now that goes from BTU to the city based on that cap.
Okay. And the thing is, city-owned utilities are getting to be more and more rare. It's an unusual situation now. And, of course, we're lucky because our city manager actually came over from BTU, but that's a job qualification that not a lot of people can fill if you want to come in and be a city manager of a city that also owns a utility.
That's right. And that's fortunate for the city of Bryan. That's fortunate for BTU that they've got that background.
Sure.
It is BTU does a little bit more than your average municipal utility. You know, Gary's got the QSE over there that does trading. But that allows us to have lower rates than the average municipal utility as well.
Well, we wish it could be like Tyler and have a tax rate of about 23 cents, but we don't. There's bonded indebtedness that happens. Now, the Fed is now finally talking about changing rates, interest rates, and it's been a while since we've had that conversation.
Right.
So if that happens down the road, what does that do as far as the bonding situation?
Well, we try to take a conservative approach when we do our five-year forecast, and we assume 4 and 5% interest rates when really, right now we can borrow below 4 and 3.5 sometimes. This last year, we refinanced about $80 million and saved $18 million in interest costs. So we're taking advantage of the situation right now, but we try to be conservative on our forecast. So I think we'll be okay if rates start going up. They generally go up fairly slow.
I think
we'll be okay.
Joe Hegwood joining us this morning. He's the chief financial officer of the city of Bryan. As a taxpayer in Bryan, and I am a taxpayer in Bryan, is there an easy way to define, either monetarily or percentage-wise, what has happened when it comes to operation and maintenance? Because it's great to open up a new something or another, but there's always operation and maintenance that has to go on after that. Has that become a larger part of the budget, either dollar-wise or percentage-wise?
Well, I wouldn't say it's larger. I mean, it grows with the inflation rate. It grows with as we add facilities. We talk about adding to parks and that sort of thing. Well, every time you do that, there is ongoing. You got to mow the grass. As the population grows, you've got to, there's facilities that the population uses that go up. So it's, you know, as a percent, I don't know that it's going up, but as an absolute number, it is going up.
Well, more and more houses are being built in Bryan. So yes. How is the look of this budget different than maybe it was 5 years ago? Where are areas that you're having to increase or take more attention to?
Well, you know, we have been increasing public safety over the last several years. We made a commitment to the fire department to increase the staffing on their trucks, and we've kind of halfway through that process right now. So that's something that's consistent, and we'll go on for the next couple of years hiring there. PD, we're hiring three this year in the budget. So, you know, those type of things are increasing as the city grows.
Sure. Best laid plans of any city get messed up because of natural disasters or accidents or whatever. How much extra money beyond that budget did we have to spend last year, and what's the source of that revenue?
You say last year. I mean, as far as like the hurricane or
something just in our last budget, you end up having money you have to spend for.
Right. Well, yeah, a good example of that is the Aquatic Center. We had a budget for that, and we ended up having to spend some additional money. And you know, Hugh Walker is very familiar with that. But, you know, in our planning process, we target 100 days of cash. And we have been over that in prior years because of we'd made some sales out of the tradition area that brought some one-time revenues in. So, you know, that's where we have our cushion there and our ability to adjust. We expect to be at about 98 days, I think, at the end of 18. So we're, you know, that's our cushion where we're able to absorb those things.
Okay. Finally, I guess, let's have a look at sales tax and hot money. How is that, what's the projection on that? How's that compared to what we had last year?
Yeah, we're using about 4% as our sales tax growth, which that's a historical average. It is cyclical. You know, our property taxes were up 8% this year. We don't expect them to continue to be up 8%. They average about 5%. So that's what we use, 4% and 5% roughly on that, and recognizing that we'll be cyclical. Hot funds, we are continuing to grow. I think we're using $1.3 million as our budget. $1.2 million was the budget last year, which we're beating. I would say the Stella is probably the biggest contributor to that change, and plus we just have more rooms in general. So,
okay. What finally, you've been doing this a while, but what was the biggest surprise this year in the money?
The biggest surprise? Mm-hmm. Well, I would say property values was the biggest surprise. We've been hitting 6% the last couple of years. 8% was really just not expected. It's good, but we recognize that it is cyclical, and so We don't plan on having that every year.
Sure.
But it's a good surprise.
It is a good surprise. Anything else we didn't cover this morning that was of interest to you?
I'll brag on our department. We got this State Controller's Transparency Star. That's the first for the city of Bryan, and that's a new program for the state. They kind of revamped that whole thing. So proud of our guys, Will and Beth at the city, and proud of the whole city operations, getting the budget done. It's a major ordeal. All departments are involved, so and appreciate the guidance of counsel and the wisdom of counsel.
Okay. Well, then, on a personal note, do you have some cohorts who are in your business down along the Gulf Coast? You had an opportunity to talk to any of them and the challenges?
Yeah, well, my family is from around the Lumberton area, which is...
Oh, I know Lumberton,
and,
sure.
You know, they were all high and dry, but they were on an island for a while.
Wow.
You couldn't get in or out, so it's been quite an ordeal.
A lot of folks with lots of challenges. Yeah. Thanks for the time this morning, Joe.
You bet.